Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Minisor Pichas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, today we're continuing in packet 6D. So I think after this, there's a show we have E and F, and then we'll decide how the Chazar should go, etc. This coming Wednesday, I have a bris as Hashem at 8:30. I don't think it should be a conflict. If I'm running late, I'll call Rav Ezra Haglishly to let the oilam know. But hopefully, it should be in Riverdale. Yeah, should be okay, Rav Ezra. Okay, so. We did the first part, Yeshchiv Adigim Tzias Kesem. So now let's take a look. Kesem, the Beger Habal. So there's a tshuva in the Panim Meiros on page 19. Panim Meiros, Rabbi Einstein, a very chashuva sefer. Just recently they reprinted a new printing of the Panim Meiros with nice. So if I would have had it then, I would have put it in the packet. But it just came out, a new Panim Meiros. So next time you go buy a Panim Meiros, you should get the new printing, the Panim Meiros. So he has a tshuva here. Look on page 20. So he says a chiddush, a tremendous chiddush. And he writes here, you see where the arrow is on page 20? He says, V'lo matzinu sh'neichush l'ksamim beger ha'ish b'chol ha'shas. He says that ksamim is normally beger ha'ish, but, and that's the din of ksamim. But maybe there's no din of ksamim beger ha'ish. So what if there's a kesem on the Beger Ha'ish, and it's sheer gris, and it's white, and wherever, you know. So he says that we don't find such a halacha. And it's known from the Chayyadim, page 21, he says, Chol zem minatar v'chaham, goz rafil v'ragishu klum, el motza, pein al basar v'mokam sheyochal adam, Mocha Lipol, or Afilo Begadel, Afilo Hayisha Klum Tmeya. Davka Bebeger Isha goes well aksabim. Al Nimsa Kesem Bebeger Aish, Fafilo Al Chaluko, Lachar Tashmish, Ainlo Din Kesem Klav. Yvoshi Kinecha Tzubo, Taz Aisha Tmeya. As unless he was Bakaneach. Well, we could connect the Aver. In other words, if he would take the Beged and he would connect his Aver, so then that's not a Kesem. Because that's anything on the Aver is a Bedika. So then that's not a Kesem. The din is there's no Kesem by Beged Ha'ish. So if there would be, so they would be together. And then he would look on his garment, and he would see dam, not his garment, not her garment, his garment, even though it would fit all the criteria to be metame, would still be metayer. Wow. So that's a big chiddush, because the hanky tasty. I think Rabbi Body once told me he didn't necessarily paskin like this. There's a sefer, you know, the sefer, what's it called, Gvur Shmonim or something. You have it in, you can look it up, and you, it's Dr. Greenwald. You ever hear of Dr. Greenwald? Dr. Greenwald was a psychologist in Muncie. Was he a brother of Ronnie Greenwald? No, is that Mishpacha? He was. He had a big Dalma Chacham, a son in law who lived here in the Heights. And then he moved to Passaic, Isser Wolfson. Ilse Wolfson was a big guy, And he unfortunately was Nifter.
I knew both of them.
You knew both of them, you see? Only the mayor, he knows everybody. Yeah.
Not everybody.
Okay. So,
I grew up in Muncie and I live in Lakewood.
Yeah, see? I wouldn't have expected otherwise. So he wrote a safer, he wrote a thing about, it's about OCD and halacha. There was questions as a psychologist that he got OCD, and he discussed them with the stipler. It was interesting. He discussed them with the stipler, and the stipler gave him aitzes in how he thought he could help people deal with these questions. You know, for example, people cleaning themselves after they go to the bathroom, that they're afraid there's still going to be some tzoa there, so they go crazy, you know. So the stipler said, well, you know, in the time of Shas, what did they use? They didn't have toilet paper. They had avonim mikruzolos. They had stones. So you think you're doing worse than the, you know, so things like that. So one of the things in the sefer he has, you know, people are worried about different summons, so he brings down all different kinds of coolers. So one of the coolers he brings down that to tell people they can, you can rely on is this Panim Iris, this Chayadim. If I'm not mistaken, he brings that down. So okay, I don't know. It doesn't come up so often, you know. The shilas I've got, I don't get. So, because usually it's going to be on her, because she's the source of the dam. Usually it's going to be from her perspective, not from him. But nonetheless, that was a thing that it was, I'm pretty sure that was brought down in the sefer. So, it's a type of way Yechel Milismuch. Oh. So now let's take a look in the Tosefta in Nida. Is a Tosefta. Nimtza al Chamiha bena Yoshe Betzida Hare Zutumeya Mibnei Shemishapich Lo al bena belvar omru al kol adam el dibru chacham behove. So let's take a look what this Tosefta means. So So there are various mefarshim here on the banim of. So this is Vav Yud Beis. So what is the they found dam. Al chamia b'no Yosha b'tzida harezo tumeya. Name Hashem is hapech. Lo b'no b'varam lo kol adam el shidibu chacham behove. So, what is this Tosefta talking about? So take a look in the Pische Tshuva here on page 23. So he says, "Aye mash ksafiv el simukul peizayin." Shem Tshuvas Panim Iris. He quotes the Panim Iris. Dafke beged ha'isha gazol k'sonim. I'm in the kesem beged ha'isha filo chaluku la'chatash me'elo din kesem. Uchvod yididi harav agon Rav Yechiel Heller. Yeah. Herani shenala ma'agon Panim Iris b'zeh tosefta arucha. He says that this Panim Iris seemingly is against a tosefta. Nimtzeis al chaluk b'no ha'shochev b'tzida. Rezu Tumeya. As he's talking about, the Tosefta is talking about if the dam was found on her son's clothing, who's sleeping with her, Hashochev Betzida, Rezu Tumeya. So you see that it's on a man's chaluk. Begerish. V'lo b'na b'var omru ala kol odom ala shidur b'chacham b'hove. V'cho hu pliya nizgava al odi mori zukeini yivlo shekinich atzma b'o da'az ha'isha t'meya etc. So what is he saying? It's only on the beger isha. Isn't this not the beger isha? And yet the Tosefta says t'meya. Right, Nimsa al. Yeah. So that was his the Pesach Tshuva quotes his klasha on, and you look in the Gra, in page before page 22, the Gra says Achtafei Cholok Beno Hashochev Betzida. Instead of the word chamiya, it should say choluk b'na. And her son, little son, is in the bed with her. Well, so that was the horror. How can you say that the Panim Iris is it against the Tosefta? So let's take a look. There's a tshuva from the Marsham. Take a look on page 24. Bichtov yigiyare advar she'ilosu b'din nimtza dam al cholok habal b'boker achar tashmish. Aval b'shas tashmishimish b'eid v'nitzim nigiyas haksonis machmas lichloch shechazer av isha meinekes toch of the Chodesh, who was like his domin, maybe divre upon him irish, maybe sidre tara, he have each lo gozo ak summon. That they weren't gozer on ish on summon. Ava b'sefer lech v'sim l'tom al zem ito sefta. Nimtah chalok b'no ha-shokhe b'tzida, harei zeh t'meya, b'nei shem is ha-pechas. Below page 25. Below, albano belvaromu elakol adam al shaldibru chacham min behove. Uve tosefta shalafereh isin nimsa al chamia. Bena yoshev betzida raise it to me. Bena yoshev sach. Below, bena kfi anir agirsa ba'alachem v'silmo yanki inlo havana kfi agirsa shalafaneinu. Azet tamar echi tachem v'fresh at tosefta ken adu b'shias kinen. Ma'ala ul chamia, where she's in bed with her father-in-law. You know, so it's so it can't mean that. וכל אדם פרד ויושב צרכים מהשולחן ערוך, ולכן רצו להגיע. That maybe the gifts should be harizeh tahora. Maybe should ask him b'chsamim, or sheish behem maka, or kahad dechol tolam b'bnav b'vayla, etc. So he says like this. Hinei vaday me'atosefti yeshal m'chir chlom kevashi m'shubeshes l'faneinu. He says, you can't, I mean, the way we have the Tosefta, that makes no sense, Chamiya. So it must be that there's, it's mistaken. So let's see what he says. So he has a whole yisod, the Marsham, that it could be that a Tosefta that's not brought down in Shas, maybe we don't have to worry about. You know, not all Toseftas are brought down in Shas. So maybe it's a Tosefta that's not brought down in Shas, you don't have to worry about it. And he gives you Makoris all over. Kamashikosa Rosh Perk Beis Dechulin, Perk Ches Deyuma, Simon Hey. He goes through all of Rishonim and Shas. Of this yisod, the Toseftas that are not brought in Shas. Because of the Hechad, the Legis, the Yerkaim, Ayim, goes to Yishlatsia, the Kalayim, he goes from all over Shas. Prosek Lahakov, Tziva Lahoros, Kavish, yeah. Vine Shut Haramor, Thomas, Var Malit, Lo Shema, Ava Bashuk, so he says, that it's not born in Shas, so you don't have to worry. Yeah. So you go, okay, in the Hakam, because it's Chavazdaz, Postagam, Kim, Hakam, Kesim, Shish, Little Shabbat, Mialma. We need to cook beer at Tosefta. So that's like Ben Zion just said. It could be that we don't have to worry about this Tosefta, like the Marsham saying. It's not brought in Shas, so it's.
What's the
Svarah
to that? What? I mean, there's always, you expect it to be brought down as a Kasha on some Gemara, fine, but Stan is not brought in Gemara, why should Gemara bring it down?
Right, but in other words, since anyway, Lemaisa, there's a problem with what it says. It doesn't read too straight anyway. And it's not, you know, you're right. In other words, you're asking, you know, why should it, if it fits in, that they needed to bring it down, they bring it down. Maybe it just means that we don't have to worry about it. Not that for sure it's a Mishabeshta, but if it was brought, I mean, even things that brought in Shas, right? You learned Arvi Pesach, Malay Medlo, Daha, Mishabeshta, right? So even if it is brought in Shas, you have, so certainly if it's not brought in Shas, and it's, so, it doesn't mean that for sure, but if you're going to, if you're going to try to slug up something based on a Tosefta that it wasn't brought in Shas, that gives, even though, you're right, maybe in a Hanami it wasn't brought because it wasn't, didn't come up in the conversation, so to speak. But that's what the Marsham says over here. So the way that the Panim Yofos is still, you know, you probably should look in the new Panim Yofos since he probably has a lot of you know, the auras on this.
So how are we coming out of Lemaisa?
So Lemaisa, he's still holding his guns. We still have the Chochmas Adam, and it says that. Yeah, again, I mean, as I told you, like Rav Avadi didn't think it was so core that, you know, that there's such a claw like this, but. But if you have a Shas HaTzorach, this could be a svara to be makel. So that's the okay. Okay, that's number one. Number two, there's another Chachma Sadim with another Marsham. Okay, and that is about Kesem Shenevat. Kesem Shenevat. This I heard, this Marsham I heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz of Brooklyn. You know him? You know him. On 35th and L, the corner. Where your yeshiva was.
Yeah.
Is. You know that big house, the shtiebel there?
Oh, yeah.
You know the big white? That's Rabbi Leibowitz, Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz of Brooklyn. I remember once, you know, Rabbi David Weinberg, Moshe Sfi Weinberg's brother. So I was giving a shiur, then he was driving me to a... He wrote up my Nida notes very well, and it's online. So I once asked him to give me a ride to a chasana. And it was Rabbi Leibowitz's son or daughter was getting married. So he did me a favor. He picked me up from a shiur I was giving, and he drove me, and he said, "Oh, Rabbi Leibowitz, he's in a footnote." And yeah. So he says here, Matzah, page 27. Matzah kesem ve'im lo b'mel litlos v'adav sofik imhu dam otzeva lididon deinon ubikim v'meyam yisofik aval gav d'havi sofik v'kuli alma v'yishomer d'zeh havi sofik gomor k'moka kevi shul v'namneinu tzarech b'dika kaibol v'chol dava shul v'fadeinu tzarech b'dika inanu became lived of Tzichim Lahachman Bisafik. Avam et nevad kodem shiroha chacham. Here do it, he woke a grease low. Say you have a kesem, and it got lost. Right? And the chacham never saw it. And we're not sure, was it a grease or not? Or was it red or not? So it's a kesem. So maybe you can be makel. It was lina l'kula. So he has here, take a look at the Marsham. That she lost a bishisha batka satsum of Yom Vesta. She ain't a kavua. She did a bedika on the Yom Vesta. Page 29. Vehaya b'chodesh dal shachal leida, vehaya marisa diha. So, v'shlicha ha'eid b'nei shalom nira b'nei Latar Babiro, Vachazar Bakla Matza Tahora. Prasala Eidu Supekas im Tome im Tahor Venevat. Say you have a Badika cloth and you Mesupak, if it's Tome or not, and then it got lost. Chasavti Pshuva, Dezer Raki Masafigulai Haya Odomamish Kedam. In other words, he wants to say like this, that we know there are two types. There's the five Maras Dam that the Mishnah has. And then there's the Chumrah of the Rosh that we're machmir for all things that are notel ad mumis. So say this is clearly not Odom Mamash. Like somebody just showed me the other day something was Mamash, Odom Mamash. Mamish Odom Mamish. But a lot of times it's not Odom Mamish. It's like reddish to this. So he says that it could be that when it's not Odom Mamish, then maybe it's not a question of a Daraisa. As normally we say anything on a Badika cloth is a Daraisa, because it goes inside. But that's if it's red. But what if it's not maybe if it's not red, meaning it's reddish, but it's definitely, you wouldn't call it Odom Mamish. Right? Like Odom Mamish, you wouldn't say it's Odom Mamish. So then maybe it's a shayla only of a Darabanan, that we're machmir for this. And then maybe on a suffix you could have a shayla of suffix derabbanan. That's this marsham. He says like this: Rakim suffix ulahe odem mamish. In other words, if that was the question, was it odem mamish or not? So then that's a shayla of a daraisa. But if it definitely was not odem mamish, even though it was on a bedika cloth, then maybe that's not a shayla of a daraisa. So this Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz from Brooklyn, he did a lot of Shemesh and Hilchas Nida from Rabbik and the Debrezina and the 35th and L. So he once pointed this Marsham out to me that. It could be that if somebody lost it, it could be that there could be a svara to be makel, or sometimes maybe even the rav might have lost it, you know, and he didn't get a chance to look at it. But they knew that it wasn't adam mamish, so then it could be that it's only a shayla of the rabbanan, and there could be a safik the rabbanan l'kula. So that's a very. But if the safik was. Was it other mamish or not? In other words, other mamish was a possibility. Then already that's going to be a suffix deraisa. But if other mamish was not a possibility, so then, and it was never, so there could be, so that's an interesting, this marsham. You know, in other words, if it's not such a big deal, it's no shas hadchat, you know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, people could go crazy. They lost the bedika cloth and they got a, and you ask them, you know, it wasn't, you know, I ask them what people call today fire truck red, right? You know, it definitely wasn't fire truck red. Like I told you, this thing that somebody showed me the other day, that was mamish, and they're still trying to figure out what caused it and whatever. They're still, she had to go to the hospital. It was a whole thing. She should be well. But a lot of the times, you know, a lot of times you want to save up bedika cloths to give people shemesh or not. But not so many that are, you'd say, other mamish. Yeah, sometimes you do have, but I'm saying. So that's a very important marsham. That if it's not other mamish, even by a bedika, you might be able to treat it as a shayla of a derabbanan, and then the question of a suffix derabbanan lekula b'mokum shenevad. It's not a chisaron yediyah. Chisaron yediyah means you don't know how to pasken on it, but this is not a chisaron yediyah. Just it got lost.
It needs to be valid that it wasn't.
Right, it wasn't. Right, correct. Okay, so that I heard from. This shoes marsham, he pointed at Rav Elimelech Leibowitz of Brooklyn, 35th Street. He pointed out to me. So he went to yeshiva, 35th Street.
They have chotan has some classes in that building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They have shiurim? They have classes
for kids that are learning disabilities.
Oh, so they bring him in there. Interesting. Okay. Okay, so now last akuda is a mil tzedaka and a tshuva's ramah. What is the mil tzedaka saying? On page 31. Asher shaltani bekesem lovan. Sheish bo chut odom b'ktsosov. But you have a white kesem, and then you have a red perimeter. Okay, right, white kesem with a red perimeter. Vein becomes a chud levaj kashir kesem. But the red part itself doesn't have a shear of a gris va'od. Whereas if you look at the whole kesem, it's more than a gris. But if you all just look at the reddest shabo, it's not more than a gris. So how do you do? Do you say lemaisa? It's that vade. In other words, you just look at the red. And therefore, it's mutter. Or do you say that no, the red and the white is more than a gris, and it's vade migufa. Achak halov and vade migufa she'en kamokum litlos bo. So what do you say that the loven is the vade? Is about the mikufa because it couldn't be from the makolas, which it's too big. So then the adam probably is part of that same thing. So that's the question. So he writes here in the third column on the bottom paragraph. These are nearly the field of kesem shumukov ba'ogel. This is a kesem that is mukav ba'ogel. See, it's one thing. Yesh lahakel kol she'ina odom shabo. Kigris. As long as he says you should be makel, even though it's one kesem. Shadama makolus nesarba v'odol lach v'teva. Because you could say that the red is from the makolus, and that's less than the gris, and somehow it got mixed in. So that's the meal stuff. In other words, it's not enough of the whole thing. It has to be from the red.
Yeah, we have a very similar case with the bidet tzavayna. We said we have half a bidet tzavayna.
Yeah.
And Chavaz Das said even if it's...
Chavaz Das was machmir, right?
Even if he said even in the case where it's half...
Right, Chavaz Das is machmir.
Half red and half not red.
Yeah.
That's his case.
Right. So he's Mekel, the Milk Stopper. And then the Shut Rama. They just came out with a new Shut Rama. Do you know who wrote this Shut Rama? I mean, the Rama wrote the Shut Rama, but whose edition is this? No? How many people live in Tina? No? This is Dr. Siv. Dr. Asher Siv. You know the Siv family from Teaneck? No? They don't live there?
I think it's your site this week, Rabbi.
Yeah? Who, Dr. Siv? Dr. Siv's your site?
Think so.
Oh, okay. The Ben Katz, he knows the your sites. Yeah, he was my teacher in YU. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That's where he's coming from. Talmud Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he was old school, and somehow he loved the Ramah. So he put out all the Ramah, not only if you were the Ramah, but if you were the Ramah's brother-in-law. He put out Sheris Yosef, the Ramah's brother-in-law. You know, he was a big, and he put out footnotes. And you should know, I'll tell you a story. They came out with a new Ramah. You know, there's always a newer edition. So I was with Svi Aroni in the library. And I said, I hope that they quoted from him. They didn't just, you know, since he's from YU, that they didn't just, and they did. So I felt okay. They didn't just make believe it didn't exist. So it was mentioned. So he's from the old school Talmidim of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Dr. Siv. And he has a grandson, right? And Mickey, is that Rabbi Mickey Siv? He teaches in Leva Torah, right? Ben Katz is your Rebbe, maybe?
He is my Rebbe, yeah.
Yeah, that's his grandson.
His son is, he's a Balkore in Teaneck.
Yeah, they saw him, Teaneck. I told him. Well, that's why, all the people here from Teaneck.
That's this morning in Shul, he gave him an Aliyah.
So when you see him tomorrow morning, you should say that we did from his Sefer today. Bring in the packet. You should give him Hana that his father's Sefer is still be. So he has on this. Al Dvar Kesem Shemotza Isha V'Haya Yosef Mikigris V'Od Shir Hatame Achshayel Isha Mokum Litlos Bo Shaisa Balas Chatatim U'Makos U'Mikolam. So she saw the red together with other colors. So he argues with the Bild Stocker. He says if the whole kesem is more than a gris, even though the red shabo is not, right, it's going to be tummy. So he says, we know that it's coming from the Makor. So in other words, you have more than a gris of lovin, and your lovin also comes from the Makor. But then there's red too. So once the whole, looks like one kesem, and that came from the Makor, if the lovin came from the Makor, and the Adam is part of that.
It comes that the lovin is going to be a chumrah.
Right.
It's a strange case.
Yeah.
Very strange.
And the Chavis Das and the Taz writes on page 33, Hinei avki chaviven alein divrei Ramah. He says, even though we love the words of the Ramah, the Shosimanu Batsamas Dvarav, Barova Bakomos. Because Makam Dvarav Eva Enam is Kabbalah Malay to Kashen Dvar. So then he argues. And that's the Mild Staka Shita.
Does this happen? Does this type of situation happen?
I mean, very often you have.
Both.
Right, you have like the brown and the red, you know, you have different. So Rav Badi is very into the idea that that you need a gris for Oud of the red. And if you don't have a gris for Oud of the red, then and then he holds like that the Alter Rebbe divides in the middle.
But if you want the Ramah, any case that you know you have any gufa, you wouldn't need a gris? Is that what
Ramah
would say? Like in
a
case we have...
If it's more than a gris on the other stuff, or any time it's Vade Megufa.
Right. I mean, we had that challenge before.
Yeah.
Like,
if it's Vade Megufa, right. Right, so that's what he's saying. Yeah. So this is... Yeah. And then he says, so that's in a very important machlokes. Okay, and then there's an Orcha Shulchan Rabbi Bari likes to quote. About ksavos. Sometimes you see a mara, and it's the inside is good, but then you see something that's red. The outside looks red. So he says, Omnam, two lines from the bottom, on page 35. Omnam gam zeh asi shaper, the movement shall pi hateva, called over lach, yesh lo, yinuk tzas, ad she nisiyabesh legamri, ufizah kol amar hashatuach, nidfku ktsosam ktsosam ad haktsovos. Nimtsos haktsovos, tchabu kol imtay lachluchus, shal pnei kula, lachem kol hemshech diya, mar iso, vaktsovos nischabu kulam, vnehefku, Lamara Harris. In other words, he says, sometimes when you have the thing, it spreads. So basically, inside, it becomes lighter. But the part on the thing looks darker, so it could look more reddish. So he says, but it's not Tomei. Say it's a Bedika cloth. It's not Tomei, because by the fact that the inside is not, the outside is just an accumulation of the inside, and the inside is not red, so then the outside, even though... But Rabbi Mati said he thinks to rely on this when it's not mamish, red mamish. If it's red mamish, it's red mamish. But if it's not red mamish, it just... If you look at it more carefully, you see it's not red, and the inside's not, so then that shows you, says the Rosh Hashanah, that the perimeter is also really not red.
What is that? The reddish on the outside is not really...
It looks red. Darker color, like more reddish color than the inside. Because really it's an acute... It's accumulation of the inside, but if the inside is really not red, so this is not red either. It's just, it might look a little bit, so therefore he says that by Ktsavos, even on a Bedika, you could be Makel, because that is the reason why it looks different than the inside is not because basically it gathers up on the perimeter, and then it changes its color. So Rav Abadi thought that if it's mamish red, then it's mamish red. But if it's not mamish red, because if you look carefully, you'll see it's a different color than the inside. But if you look more carefully, you'll see that it's not really red. It's a little bit different than the inside, but that won't make it usser. It's just an accumulation of the inside, which wasn't red. It's just if you put a lot of it, the color will... Well, do we not in this pashtal? But if you would spread it more, the perimeters, then the perimeters won't be red either. That's in this pashtena. What is it? Not so in this pashtena. Al pnei kulo lo yisrael ha'odom klal. So he's makel by ksavos. So now, the question is: would the Aruch HaShulchan makel even if it's mamish red? But the Rav Abadi thinks we should just rely on it when it's not vade red. Maybe. So everybody doesn't want to rely on it when it's mamish red, but if it's, then it's different.
So that means you always look in the inner, like whenever you look in stone, it's always best to look
at the... First you look at the inner, then you look at the outer, and then...
The inner is the
truth. Yeah, right. But this is a fascinating thing here. Kesem, that was number four. Kesem, shes, I mean, as for some of it's also a Vedika, shes sivavo chut adam. So we did all four things. Chiv, Vedika, that was last time. Kesem begat abal, Kesem sheneva, and Kesem shes sivavo chut adam. So these are all very... important yesodas, and not always talked about. Okay, so we are finished with 6D, and we have 6E and 6F. What's E? Which one is E? Let's see which one is E. I know F is about, one of them is about the how to the meal stuck as measurements of gris.
I think it's
Tibas Gak Kachalda. Oh, Tibas Gak Kachalda, right. That's a story I had. Whole story with Rabbi Bleich and Rabbi Henkin, and then a story when I went to Lakewood and they discussed it with Rabbi Badi, and the whole discussion over there as well. So I made that packet. See, the A, B, C, D, E, F, well, later. When I first gave the Shiur, it was a June's month. I mean, the June's month went to Av. And who was in it? Rabbi Yaakov Feit was in the Shir, and Rabbi Zatz, who was in Kerem Yavne now. They made it till the end. They made it till like, but that was, so we started like probably at the beginning of May or something like that, and we went till almost till Tisha B'Av.
We beat them this year.
But
this year, Jews went to El.
Yeah, and so the mice. But over, as the years progressed, so like different shilas came up, and I looked into them and fully. So that's why I made more packets. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Natan, good morning. Nice to see you. Yoel, nice to see you as well. And Josh, wow. Aaron Mayer, and my cats. And MZ, how are you? Nice to see you as well. And Ezra Hagler. And Rav Zach Berger. And Danny Sutra, and the team Feld. Okay, so Ben Zichem, we'll see you all Wednesday if you see us. Okay. Okay.